Friday night, any decisions yet on how you play starters?
No, we're going to wait to see really how the players came out of this practice, how they feel tomorrow, and then tonight we'll work on the game plan and see, you know, who we want where and who we want to look at. It's really a short week, so we don't really have a lot of time to discuss that earlier, so we'll discuss that tonight and set the plan.
How extensively do you game plan for an opponent preseason? Is it a lot?
No, not for us. You know, last year was a little bit different. You know, we tried to, you know, look to see what they can do well. This year, you know, a little bit more not showing a lot.
Which you mentioned after the game that Central Henderson was one of the tackles along with Cyrus that you needed to see a lot more from, but they had a long way to go. Has he made any steps this week, Chantrell in particular, and what were you referring to in terms of what you wanted to see from him in terms of development?
Yeah, I think for both of them or just Chantrell?
Just Chantrell.
Okay, just Chantrell. He's really made great improvement from OTAs till now. Really made a big jump. And basically, I just want to see if he's someone that can go out there and really play 16 games at tackle in this league.
What role do you see CJ playing in this running back, this three-headed running back in the team? What is it going to be a starting? I mean, where does he fit in this role?
CJ, right?
CJ, so,
okay,
right.
Yeah. You know, I think it's, you know, I don't know if I want to get it down to three. I've never been a guy that has three backs playing in the game. You know, I've always believed, and you guys know, you know, the two backs. So it'll come down to two backs. You know, the two backs going in there, and you know, obviously, you know, we've run the ball quite a bit. You know, it's something that we believe in, and it's just a matter of I'm really excited to see him. I'm trying to. One of the challenges is how many carries does he need between now and the end of preseason, you know, to be ready for the season, and that's. That's a challenge with a lot of guys that have played before and have played well.
Given the fact that he is coming, he's in camp healthy after he was hurt last for much of last season, how much more are you looking for from him as a healthy back after what he did last year on one leg?
Well, I think, well, we're looking for more from him as a back, obviously, but I think what you've seen is we've expanded his role also to, more, you know, we have him in some pass receiving situations, and you know, and I give CJ credit. I think he's been outstanding in catching the football.
What have you thought of TJ Graham's game in the first 3 weeks of camp, the first game of the season?
I thought, you know, he's coming back from he didn't get a lot of work in, so I think it's a process for him. I don't think naturally he's going to come back and be right where he was before. So I think he's working his way back in. I think that, you know, he probably has some things that he's discouraged with, you know, that he'd like to have back. And there's some things that he's done well. So I just think it's early and we'll see how he progresses.
Confidence is an issue with him. He has had a couple of drops.
You know, it's hard for me because, you know, players are never going to say, hey, how do you feel? You know, players never going to say, oh, coach, you know what? I really don't feel confident. You know, so I think that's a better question for him. I hope that's not the case because, you know, that's difficult to overcome.
Fields was in pads and helmet for first practice. And today, baseball hat, modern pads. Is there a setback in his recovery from the surgery or this one?
No, we have a plan that we've talked about, and you know, we're going to rest him. Rest him as long as we feel the doctors and he and the other people. When he's ready, I'll let him out there.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed the way Brandon Spikes has come on the team, assimilated? Been one of the guys. He was a guy that, you know, some of your guys knocked heads into a pretty good last couple of years. And he seems to have come right in, fit right in, and he's a key guy in the middle of your defense. And you like the way that's kind of come along?
Yeah, I don't know if he came right in and felt comfortable. I think that's difficult to do, especially when you come within the division. But he's done a nice job of coming in. You know, he was around quite a bit, you know, probably more than he has been in the past. And I don't. That's from what I've heard, you know, being around the players. And he's done a nice job here in camp, getting his weight down, which, you know, I wish he would have done before he came to camp. But you know, we got him where we want him now.
Injuries today, looking more so in practice.
Hamstring.
Hamstring. So
Meeks was bad.
Doug, Robert kind of looked like a man possessed today. I don't know whether it's just because he didn't start the preseason game, but we discussed like how he performed and what you might expect him.
Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked, you know, I said the other day, and I talked to Robert, you know, we know Robert can play three positions for us. We're just trying to figure out, you know, what's the best combination that we have out there. When Robert first came to camp, you know, he didn't do that, you know. Not to say he was complacent or not, but, you know, I told Robert today, you know, when he plays with that little chip on his shoulder, he's a darn good football player. I said, we need to see you play more with a chip on your shoulder every single day, and I think you'll see that same result that you're able to see, you know, from the game and today.
How important, well, the fact that he was receptive to that and showed it on the field today, you know, after having you having that talk to him, how what does that say to you?
I just think you tell the player the truth. You know, I really do. And I don't know. That's a better question for him. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page. Yeah.
What did you see from him in training camp, and what is Romo doing this season?
Yeah. Duke's had a good camp. The play on the goal line was really Mario. Mario really set that play up. You know, he went inside, opened up the hole, freed Duke up. Duke went in there and made a nice tackle. That period was live. But Duke's had a very good camp.
What do you think the ceiling is for Aaron Williams now that he has some more, you know, experience at the safety position?
Yeah, I think it'll help him. Like I said, you know, many times before, it's been talked about that a lot of people thought that, you know, he's maybe a better safety when he came out, when he was a corner, you know, coming out. And, you know, he's performing that way. You know, he's a player that we're looking for great things from. I think that I don't know how many people will actually challenge him, you know, so I think you got to be careful, you know, when people start saying, hey, what's going on? Because I think if you challenge a player like Aaron, he's going to make plays on you.
What would be a sign of progress for your coach for the first team offense in the second preseason game?
I think the thing I'm looking for is, you know, not to turn the ball over. I look at penalties. I look at making sure we score when we have the opportunities and to score more points than the opposing team, no matter who's in there. So those are the things, you know, that I'm looking for. I said it before, you know, we played. You know, the goal is, you know, you're going to go play a game. Your goal is to win the game. You know, but there's other things that are coming into play, you know, with the schematics that we, you know, obviously we're not game planning quite a bit, but we have enough in to win. So, you know, for me, I want to make sure that, you know, we know what we're doing, we're lining up, and then we're watching guys that go out there and then play and making sure that at the end of the day, we can figure out and come to a conclusion of who the best players are to make this roster.
Seems like Landon Cohen had a big role in practice today. What did you see Sunday?
Well, you know, the one, you know, and again, I don't want to, you know, mitigate the loss, but, you know, we had 9 tackles for a loss, you know, in that game, and he had a couple of them, and he did a nice job. And I think, you know, that's one of the things you look at, and I talk to the players about. You know, the starters go in, they're going to play their X amount of plays or whatever the plan is, you know, and then the other guys going in there, but those other guys have an opportunity. You know, first of all, they're going in there and they're wearing the same uniform we are. You know, they're representing the Buffalo Bills. Okay. Two, they're in there trying to show us that they can play and make this roster, one. Two, they need to show us that they're maybe good enough to be around to make the practice squad. And three, it's really a resume for them that if we don't feel that we have room for them on ours, another team can pick them up on their roster, or another team can pick them up on their practice squad. So there's really a lot going on in those games, you know, for them as individuals and for us as coaches as we play through it.
Cersei is a personal issue. I know that, but is there any time frame in terms of when?
Yeah, I don't know. I missed him a couple times. I called him. I got in touch with him when we were on the field during the break. He has a family situation that he's excused from, obviously, and he's dealing with that.
Is it too early to know whether will he be available for Friday or not?
I talked to him on the field, and he wants to come back, you know, and I told him just to make sure he has everything in order before he does.